She texted me that Friday. Hubby gone for the weekend. Accidentally ordered delivery for two. Are you hungry? I was. Very hungry. Be right there, I replied. And I was. She met me at the door, wearing only a robe. Breasts and hips easily visible. Legs spread, standing solidly, like a warrior that wanted to be fucked. You get here fast, she said, beckoning me in. I make it a point of being on time to such intriguing invitations, I said, as I entered the door. There was no food in sight. Delivery still incoming? I asked. No, she said. I'm the main course. I smiled as I slid the robe off of her, picked her up, and laid her back on the dining room table. I hope you brought your appetite, she said, spreading her legs. And I was already leaning in before the sentence was finished. She was very accommodating, holding herself open, allowing my mouth and tongue access to her clit. Accommodating and wet, as I slipped two fingers inside her, slowly at first, but eventually all the way up to my fist. Somewhere between a growl and a moan, I heard her murmur, "Don't stop," just before her cell phone began to ring. "No, I mean it, don't stop," she said, grabbing the back of my head. The call went to voicemail, and the man who left the message sounded cheerful. "Hi, honey, it's me. Trip's been canceled, so I'm on my way home. Should be home in about 15 minutes or so. Maybe we can make popcorn and watch Netflix tonight. See you soon. Love you. Bye." I stood up. Well, it was kind of him to give you a heads up, and it's a good thing I didn't park in the driveway. She slid off the table and stood before me, naked and inviting. "I need you to fuck me now," she said. "I haven't had sex in forever, and I can't stand the thought of Netflix without being fucked." Then she started undoing my belt. I spun her around and bent her over the dining room table. She spread her cheeks wide as I finished with the belt and dropped my pants. I guided my eager cock to her cunt, grabbed a fistful of hair, and pulled her head back as I thrust all the way in. We fucked hard and fast, our bodies slapping together, the table barely able to take the pounding. There were no words. There was no time for words. And I felt her come twice before I came, buried deep inside her, the way that she always likes. I wanted to remain inside her forever, but I knew we were down to mere moments, and so I stepped back as I watched cum leak out of her onto the dining room tablecloth. "You're a sexy, fucking delicious mess," I whispered in her ear. "I let myself out the back." She laughed as she reached down, scooping up some cum with her fingers and flinging it at me. "Thanks for the ride," she said, and blew me a kiss, cum still dripping between her fingers. "The pleasure was all mine," I said, with a short bow, before I slipped out the back door. I looked up at the sky. It was dark enough for the first stars to be seen, and I could taste her cunt in my mouth still. I smiled, licked my lips. Whatever else the night had in store, I was certain it wasn't going to compare to that.